Thank you, brother, and good evening to each and every one of you, dear brothers and sisters, as we continue in the book of Revelation, chapter 8, that we'll be starting today. But before I go to chapter 8, I would just like to show some slides of chapter 7 that we were not able to see last Tuesday. And so I will take about 5 minutes to show those slides. We see that after we finish chapter six, we find that six seals were opened, and we saw that there was tremendous mortality in this world during the first part of the tribulation. And then we see the reason why there is an interlude, and if you can you see my screen?
Not yet.
Okay, let me just. It's like I'm having the same problem. I don't see my sharing. Can anyone help me?
You see a little green link at the bottom where your tab like.
No, I don't see that.
Just click on that.
Yeah.
Like you unmute and mute, you go to that share screen there. You got it.
This is not the one that I was looking for. Okay. Now I can't see my share the screen part.
It's already shared.
Where is the share money?
It's already shared.
Can you see my screen now?
Yes, we can, brother.
Okay, thank you. So going back to chapter 7, just to show some slides, we see that there's an interlude here, and the reason for the interlude or the intermission is God has a very important job here, an important mission, and that to seal his servants. And he orders these four angels to hold the winds on all four corners of the earth. And we find that the angel that comes up from the lower, from the eastern side, says to hold the winds on the earth and in the sea, and also over the trees. And the reason why God wants to do that is so that he can seal the servants of God. As we can see here, this is an artist rendition of this angel here sealing over the foreheads of God's children. And who are these that has been sealed? We looked at it last Tuesday. We saw that there was 144,000 people that were sealed. And who are they? They are from the 12 tribes of Israel. And those 12 tribes are listed here, and it is listed in chapter 7, verses 4 to 8, 144,000. And you get that total by multiplying 12,000 from each tribe and the 12 tribes of Israel. So you get 144,000. And also in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 12 and 13, we see the list of them here, and we see those tribes, 12,000 from each tribe that was sealed. Not only were they, see in chapter 9, in verse 9 of chapter 7, it says, "And I," which is John, "looked and saw a great multitude, which no man could count, of all nations, kindred, people, and tongue." And so we see in this upper area of the slide, people from all nations, all tongues. And a close-up of this, you find that they are now before the throne, and you find holding palm tree leaves, and that is telling us and indicating victory. That's a sign that we see. We find that these people are from all over, even the African nations, from Antarctica, from Australia, New Zealand, from all of them. And what are they doing? In verse number 12, it says they are falling down on their feet, and they are praising God, worshiping God, giving God the all honor and glory. And the 12 and the 24 elders are falling down, placing their crowns before the Lord. And then we see another slide here where in verse 14, it says they have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. What an amazing story that we have here in chapter 7. And here we see these souls that were there, that were martyred for this cause of Christ, for the word of God, and for the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they are there in heaven at this present time. So now let's look at chapter number 8, and we see a very important judgment that's going to happen. And let us read verse number 1. When we read verse 1, we read, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour." So what do we see here? We see he had opened. Who had opened? Jesus Christ. He had opened the seventh seal. And what happened at the time the seal was opened? There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. What's the significance of this silence? You know, if you look at this silence, we on earth at this time, when something drastic has happened or something unexpected has happened, when we gather together, we may have a minute or two of silence so that we reflect back on the life or the events of what has happened. And so here we find up in heaven, the silence is for the space of half an hour. Just understand that the throne of God, up in the throne of God, that is where all of them that are there are worshiping God 24/7, continuously. There's no stop in worshiping God over there. And so when the silence happens, almost pin drop silence, that's very significant. And what are they doing? They are reflecting on what has just happened. And what has just happened? The four seals have been opened. The four seals, the first seal was when Antichrist rides in, and we see that he is conquering. He's the greatest deceiver the world has known. And we see that he has made a peace treaty with Israel for a period of 7 years. we see the second horse riding in on a red horse, and we see war signifying war and bloodshed. Then we see the third horse, which is the black horse, indicating famine and death and misery and all of those. And of course, the pale horse indicating plague and pestilence. And it tells us up until that time, the first four seals' mortality was 1/4 of the population of this world. So that is very significant. And I gave some numbers that I have just calculated by myself, but when you calculate that, the population of this world today is 7.7 billion people. And if you look at it, if the rapture happened tonight, if the rapture happened, approximately 2.7 billion Christians that are in the world, if we consider all of them as believers, they will be taken up, they will be snatched up, they will be raptured up and go to be with our Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. So if you minus 7.7 billion with 2.7 billion that has been raptured up, that leaves us 5 billion. So by the time the fourth seal is open and 1/4 of the population of this world has died, that leaves us minus 1.25 billion, leaving the population of this world to be 3.75. That is almost half of the population of this world that is left behind with these happenings that has taken place on this earth. Now let's look at verse number 2. Verse number 2 says, "And I saw seven angels which stood before God with seven trumpets." Look at this. Seven angels. They stood before God in the throne, at the throne of God. And what are they? What happened to them? Or what is happening to them? The second part of the verse says, "And to them were given seven trumpets." Now the question is, who gave them the trumpets? We do not know who gave them these trumpets, and we don't need to speculate, but just we have this understanding that they received these trumpets. And whenever we talk about trumpets, we think of in the Old Testament, when the Jews left the land of Egypt, God had told them to make two silver trumpets. And one, and the reason for them to have that was one trumpet, when it was blown, was them to gather together. And when the second trumpet was blown, and that was for them to march on to their next destination. So we find that here they were given these angels seven trumpets. Have another picture of an angel blowing the trumpet. And of course, this is the book with the seven seal, and the seven seal have been opened. Let us look at verse number 3. And it says, "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne." I have a picture here of a censer, a golden censer. And this is where, under right here, is where they will put the coal, fiery coal, and on top of that, they will put incense. You can see that picture. I've got two bowls here with incense, and also there is incense which are powdery, and they would put that incense, and once the incense is placed into this censer, what happens? They will close the top part here, and they will wave it back and forth. And we see that here, an angel with the censer, and Verse number 3 says, and he should offer it with prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Excuse me. So we see a very important verse here. You see, the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar. Who was these saints? Who was these in the golden altar? We saw when the fifth seal was opened, under the golden altar were the souls of those that were martyred during the tribulation time. And what were they asking? If you look in verse number 6, chapter number 6, verse 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? That was their question to the Lord Jesus Christ. And what was the Lord's answer? The Lord said, that they should rest yet a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So we find, as we read verse number 3, we find that they, these saints that was under the altar, their prayers are now sent or taken up with this smoke from this censer going up to love the Lord God. And then we see verse number 4, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And look at verse number 5. And the angel took the censer, which is this picture that we see here in verse number 5. He took the censer, filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thundering and lightnings and earthquake. Now, when you look at this, this is the second earthquake that we see during the time of tribulation. The first one was when the seal, the sixth seal was opened. And if you remember, when the sixth seal was opened and when there was an earthquake at that time, what happened to the mountains and the islands? They moved from its position. So it was a very severe and serious earthquake. But here it just says that there was an earthquake. And so, and there were thunderings, lightnings, and voices that were sound. Whenever we see, like this morning, we had a severe thunder and lightning that was going on. What does that tell us? That tells us that there is a storm coming, something serious coming, and we had thunderstorm. And so that's what we see. And then as we come to verse number 6, what does it say? It says, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared to sound, which means they are prepared now to sound the trumpet, and we can see what happens. And then we see the first angel, and we see the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. So when you look at this one here, when the first angel sounded, when the trumpet sound was heard, there it was followed by hail and fire mingled with blood. When you look at hail and fire, we know that God uses the elements for judgment upon this earth. We see that God is using hail and fire now. We also see, if you remember, in the plagues that happened to Egypt, he used hail and fire there also. And he uses other things besides that, and that is the wind. He also uses water, which we see that he had the great floods that happened during the time of Noah. And so he had promised us that he will not destroy the earth anymore with water. And the sign that he has given to us as a remembrance is the rainbow. So we see the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. We see that this hail and fire mingled with blood was coming down to the earth. And what happened? A third part of the trees were burnt up, third part, and all of green grass was burnt up. It's very interesting to see that this chapter is something that I would call a third of the destruction that happens, except in the case of the trees, except in the case of green grass, because all of green grass is burned up. If you can see this picture where the fire is extending down to all the green grass over here. When it says all, it means all. When it says one third, it means one third. And so we see the judgment upon the earth when the first trumpet was blown. And then we see another picture where one third of the trees were burned up. And that is when the first trumpet was blown. And then we see when the second, verse number four, no, that is, we should come to verse number seven. We just finished that. And verse number eight, it says, and the second angel sounded. When the second angel sounded, we see there was a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. Now, this is frightening. Imagine you're vacationing in Florida. You are at the sea, seashore, and suddenly you find the waters become red blood. Isn't that frightening? Of course it is. And this is the situation that we find when the second angel sounded. And what happened? When the second angel sounded, there was, as it was a great mountain that was falling down into the earth, And this is the picture of that. But it was not a mountain, but the verse reads, as it were a great mountain. It was something like a mountain. And that's what it says. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. And so we look at it as to what happened when that happened. So we see that in verse number nine, and the third part of the creatures, which was in the sea and had life, died, and a third part of the ship was destroyed. So what happens is one third of the sea became blood when the second trumpet was sounded, and when the great mountain, like a great mountain, burning with fire, was thrown into the sea. One third of the sea became blood. This reminds us again during the plague in Egypt. The first plague, we find that the river Nile became bloody, was filled with blood. And so what happened at that time during the time when Moses and Aaron was in Egypt, what happened when this first plague came? All the fish died. And as a result of the death of the fish, the fish washed up at the banks of the River Nile, and it was smelling, it was stinking, and people were suffering because there was no water to drink. And then we see here, when the second trumpet sounded, there's one third of the sea creatures died, which means everything that was in the sea, and we see a picture of the fish here. And then we see in the third instance, one third of the ship was destroyed. When you look at this ship, we know today with the trade that is going on between Asia, Europe, and America, there's so many ships in the sea, so many containers going back and forth. And you can imagine if this is to happen, one third of the ships were destroyed. Now, when you look at it, and I was looking at it to see who are these shipping tycoons in this world today, and you won't believe it's not America, it's not Asia, it's not China, it's not none of those, but the Greeks are the tycoons, the shipping tycoons of the world today. They have huge amounts of ships. And something of interest also, remember the island of Patmos that Apostle John was exiled to for the word of God and the testimony of the word of God. And it is there that the heirs of this Greek tycoon vacation, and they have homes over there, and a lot of them live there. They have second homes or vacation homes over there. And so when the second trumpet sounded, we see one third of the sea becomes blood, one third of the creatures that were alive died, and one third of the ships were destroyed. Another information, remember, the wife of our president, Kennedy, his wife married, when Kennedy died, his wife married somebody by the name of Onassis. Onassis, and he was a shipping tycoon, and she took the name of Jackie Onassis from Greece. And so we see that when the second trumpet sounded, one third of the sea became blood, one third of the fish in the seas died, or all other living creature, and one third of the ships were destroyed. When we look at one third, you know, we could wonder why one third. You know, to my thinking, it's God is giving, God is being so gracious, even during the time of tribulation, giving a chance, his mercy, his graciousness, giving a chance for the people living on this earth at that time to come to him, to believe in him. We know that 144,000 people have been sealed on their foreheads, and they are out evangelizing and telling people about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a picture of the 10 plagues of Egypt. We see that the first, the water was turned to blood. Second, the land was filled with frogs. Third, there was lice or gnats. And the fourth were the flies. And the fifth was the disease on animals. And then the sixth was unhealable boils. Hail and fire was the seventh. Locust was eighth. Ninth is darkness. And tenth was the death of the firstborn. If you look at the plagues with locusts, there is a lot of those going on this day and time. That's happening in Asia. We see in Africa. And we just heard that there is some locust plague that is going on in China. We can also understand that recently I was reading in China, the fish in the waters over there was jumping up and down. And the people were fearful. They were crying and anticipating that something serious is going to happen. And most of the time, what happens is, if there is if there is something coming in the form of an earthquake or something, that could be one of the indications that tremors are causing, and the animals come to know of that first. If you look at verse number 10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a star, a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. So if you look at this, the third angel sounded, and we see a great star fell from heaven, burning as it was coming down. We see in verse number 10, and fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. We see another picture of an angel that is blowing its horn. And what happens? This causes a problem, and the rivers become bloody, and one third of the fountains become bloody. So one third of the rivers and one third of the fountains, which are the source of drinking water. And which verse number 11 reads that this, the name of the star is called Wormwood. So this star that is coming down is called Wormwood. And it says the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. So when you look at it, one third of the rivers and one third of the waters of the fountain, which are the source of drinking water, became bloody, and they could not drink of these waters, and causing a lot of panic, I'm sure, during that time. And then when you go to verse number 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten. Third part of the sun was smitten in verse number 12. And the moon, one third of the moon, part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So only a third part of the night and a third part of the day where there was light. Because if you see the fourth trumpet, when it sounded, it caused the sun, moon, and the stars to only emit partial sun. I do not know if any of you have seen the eclipse, and I heard it was a very impressive picture of that just very recently. But here, this is causing judgment upon the earth. This is causing panic to the people during the time of tribulation. I need to emphasize again, when this is happening on this earth, we are not here. We have left. The children of God has been taken up to God the Father. The last verse in this chapter is, and I beheld and heard an angel flying to the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. So we find that in chapter 8, only four of the trumpets have been blown, and there are three more left. And these three are going to be very severe. What do we understand by the word woe? That means great sorrow, great distress that is going to happen when these trumpets are sounded. Woe, woe, woe. And that is the cry that we will see. another picture of the angel sounding its the trumpet, the three great wars. Just want to give you a picture. The first war, which is the fifth angel that will be sounding, and that will be that is given in Revelation 9, verses 1 to 12. And that's what we will be studying next Tuesday. And then the second war, when the sixth angel sound, that will be in Revelation chapter 9, 13 to 21. And the third war, which is the seventh angel when it sounds, that's given in the second half of Revelation chapter 17. Just to conclude here, I have a chart which says, if you look at on the left-hand side, the cross, Jesus died on the cross. He rose up on the third day, and 40 days after the resurrection, he was taken up to heaven. He ascended up to heaven, and we find that on the 50th day, on the day of Pentecost, the church was formed. And we today are living in the church age. And this church age will end with the rapture of the church. If you see this red arrow going up, is the rapture of the church. And after the church is taken up, there will be two great events that will take place. One is the judgment seat of Christ, which is also known as the Bema seat judgment of Christ. And that is where the believers are judged. Now, the believers are not judged for their sins because, why? Because our sins have already been judged. When was that judged? When was our sins judged? Approximately 2,000 years ago. Our sins were judged by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. He took care of our sins, and that's why he came into this world, and that's why he gave his life for us, shed his precious blood, and so our sins have been judged. And this judgment is for rewards for the work that we do for him. The second thing that happens once we are up in heaven is the marriage of the Lamb. Now, when we see that, at the same time on earth, our Lord Jesus Christ is conducting this tribulation. This tribulation is 7 years long, and it is actual 7 years. The first half is called the tribulation time. The second half, as Jesus described when he was on this earth, is called the great tribulation. The second half is 3.5 years. And we notice that we saw the six seals that was opened, the white horse or Antichrist riding it, the red horse of war, black horse, famine, pale horse, one-fourth of the population killed, the fifth seal, when it was open, the martyrs was crying unto the Lord, and the sixth one is the judgment on the natural judgments on the sun, the moon, and the stars. And then as we come, we find in the seventh seal, as that was opened, 30 minutes of silence, and then we see that the four trumpets that we just learned today. And then we also see down here in the green, we see the sealing of 144,000 of God's children, 12,000 from each tribe, 12,000 times 12, leading to 144,000. And we also read about the great multitude, the tribulation saints that standing before the throne of God. What a day that is going to be when we will be there. But I don't want to forget the last part. Look at this purple arrow down, the second coming of Christ. And the second coming of Christ, God will take care of his enemies in the war of Armageddon and destruction of Babylon. And then he will usher in the thousand-year reign of Christ, which is called the millennium, and after that, into eternity. Praise God for what he has planned for us. Praise God also for our desire to tell people about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we don't want our family, we don't want our friends or the people of this world to go through this tribulation. And it is upon us to tell them about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, O Father, that you have been so gracious and so merciful. Even as we study Revelation chapter 8, we see that only one third of the things were destroyed, giving time and warning to the people of during the time of tribulation to turn and give their hearts to the Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father, give us that desire to tell people about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for each one that is here with us this night. We pray that you would bless each one. Take care of each one, O Lord, especially as we go through this tremendous effect of the virus upon human beings. We pray for them. We pray for our nation too, O Lord, we pray. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.